It seems like almost yesterday that the Transcontinental Railroad was completed. The year was 1869, and within a few months, Hiram Morgan Hill and his sister Sarah Althea Hill of Cape Girardeau were heading to California in search of fame and fortune. At the time, Morgan Hill was 22, Sarah was 20. They were the orphan children of Samuel Hill, an attorney and legislator, and Julia Sloan, daughter of Hiram Sloan, who operated a mill on Sloan's Creek at the northern edge of Cape Girardeau. Once in California, Morgan Hill found a position as a teller in the Bank of California, managed by William Ralston. Ralston was impressed by young Morgan Hill and quickly advanced him to a prominent position. In 1880, Hill met Diana Murphy, the beautiful daughter of cattle baron Daniel Murphy, one of the largest landowners in North America. However, Murphy disliked Hill and sought to block the developing relationship. In 1882, Morgan Hill and Diana Murphy were secretly married. Shortly thereafter, Daniel Murphy, on his deathbed, made Diana promise that she would never marry Hill. Diana assured her dying father that she would never do so. And soon Morgan and Diana Hill inherited 4,500 acres at the southern end of San Francisco Bay, today's Silicon Valley. There Morgan and Diana built Villa Miramonte, a grand estate overlooking the Monterey Highway and the Southern Pacific Railroad. Today, the town of Morgan Hill, California, is a beautiful community named for a young man from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.